The problem with being extremely good at your job is that finding a worthy successor is a thankless task. Such is the task facing the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, having led her party, the CDU, for 20 years and her country for 15. It was thought that Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer was the one, a woman whose name is so tricky to say that even the Germans have abbreviated it to AKK. AKK was seen by some as Merkel light, but this weekend, when she failed to take control of a political crisis that threatened to let in the far right, AKK was exposed as too lightweight and she bowed out. So while the broadcasters breathed a sigh of relief that they no longer had to try to pronounce her name, Germany, however, still needs a successor. Well, for more, I'm joined in the studio by Anna Rosenberg. She's an advisor on political risk as head of Europe and the UK at Signum Global Advisors. Welcome to the programme, Anna. Good to see you. AKK was exposed very, very quickly as someone who was dangerously not able to take control of a situation, wasn't she?
Yes, in a way, she was a scapegoat for the political crisis. I think this crisis has become very big in Germany very, very quickly. It really is a political trauma that has taken place there. It's the CDU, in a way, crossed a boundary. It crossed the Rubicon with enabling the right-wing AfD, helping another leader get into government in Thuringia. And that really was a major thing. And it didn't calm down. So AKK, in a way, decided to step down. And it was also aimed at calming the crisis. And it has, to some extent, achieved that goal.
It's calmed the crisis, but it has exposed a much greater one, namely who is able to take on the mantle of the successor of Angela Merkel. I mean, just looking now, there's an enormous feature in Le Monde today. And the first thing it says is that everything, anything is possible now.
I disagree with that. I think that actually, in a way, AKK's resignation makes new elections in 2020 even less likely, simply because of a few things that the papers aren't focusing right now. The most important fact is that the CDU is in the midst of a crisis now. It is not ready to go into an election. It needs to select a leader. It needs to do that through a process that involves the whole party. That takes time. The current timetable that AKK has set out actually makes that go on until very late in the year. So the candidate selection would start in the summer and then the new leader would be elected in December. So that's one thing. The CDU is not ready to go for an election. But more importantly, and that's what I think people really need to pay attention to, is the fact that that Germany is going to take on the EU presidency in July. And Angela Merkel, in her last term, will not want an internal political crisis to basically ruin her time as leading the EU in the last few months of her term.
No, given the fact that the reputation of Germany from the outside is that it is politically stable and as a result is able to take the lead in Europe, I'm sure Emmanuel Macron would have different ideas about that from France, but nonetheless, to give an impression of stability for the next few months, to avoid having elections, to keep things calm during the European Union presidency, that does not take away from the fact that there is no successor now for Angela Merkel and the race has begun.
Yes, but I do think that in a way we may be focusing on the wrong party for that. Because when we're looking at current trends, the CDU is likely going to suffer from this blow significantly. Like, their affiliation with the AfD is huge. It's a big issue for Germany, and it's a big issue for German voters. And especially if the right-wing part of the CDU starts to get more powerful, the so-called Werteunion, the union of values, that is going to put some voters off the CDU, because they will conclude that a vote for the CDU may very well end up being a vote for the AfD. So who does this help? It actually helps the Green Party. And when you think about this, they have not been implicated by the scandal. And you also need to look at other social trends currently going on in Germany, and environmental issues, climate change is massive. So I think when we're looking at who is going to succeed Angela Merkel, we should also look at the Green Party, not just at the CDU.
Let's have a look at, therefore, at from within the CDU, because I mean, this is what it's a year. It's a little over a year since AKK was brought into be anointed as the next leader. There are various names that are being thrown around. We have Jens Spahn, we have Friedrich Merz, And who else do we have?
Armin Laschet.
Armin Laschet. Mm-hmm. Tell us about those three names and whether we should really be looking, whether we should all be now stopping and listening to hear who these three people are.
Yeah. So Armin Laschet is a bit of the continuity candidate of Merkel. It's basically like a Merkel in a male version. He kind of stands for the same liberal values that the CDU under Angela Merkel has been representing. Now, Friedrich Merz is the opposite. He is a big favorite of the Werteunion. He's much more conservative. He's perceived as the one who could, in theory, stymie the advance of the AfD because he could basically attract much more right-wing voters. He has now just stepped down as a executive at BlackRock Germany to focus on the political battle. And then there is Jens Spahn, and I would say he is a bit of a candidate who can transcend both wings of the party. He hasn't clearly positioned himself into any particular position, and he's done that on purpose, so he can really reflect whatever you want him to reflect on. I think that given where the CDU stands at the moment, I would watch carefully Friedrich Merz. He wanted this job for many years now. He wants it badly. He's going to focus on it very, very strongly. And he stands a pretty good chance, in my opinion. But that would also come with a move to the right for the CDU, which will not necessarily be in its favour.
Indeed, we have three characters here who are very, very different. I mean, not least because of their ages. I mean, you have Friedrich Merz, who is, what, he's 64 already. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yes, it gives a sort of an old, responsible look. But if you look at the idea of Jens Spahn, he's just 40, yes, but has this touch because he's the health minister, yeah, and he's able to engage with younger voters.
Yes. Yes, he definitely is. And he could, as I said, transcend various different parts of the party and potentially also transcend beyond borders, beyond parts of the population, young voters, older voters. So he's certainly someone we need to watch as well. And in a way, he's probably the best chance for the CDU to get out of this crisis and distance itself from the association with the CDU, AfD.
I mean, the AfD, is that the biggest problem for the CDU at the moment? Is this fear that AKK couldn't control the rise of the AfD into mainstream German politics, something which is strictly forbidden? Is that the biggest fight that the CDU has to take on, or are there other more pressing, urgent issues such as climate change, and still the refugee crisis, that actually will divert people's attention and loyalties?
I don't think in the immediate future. Of course, these are very important issues still going on. Climate change is a big topic, and the CDU wants to be seen as taking that on much more seriously. But I do think if you're looking at the year ahead, what's coming along, is going to make this issue of the AfD much more prominent. So firstly, you have the EU presidency now, and I think that by that time, so in July, it's when it starts, the tensions are going to calm down. The CDU is going to continue with its internal struggle, but Merkel will have another opportunity to step up on the international stage. She's going to preside over the EU budget setting. She's going to preside over changes to the EU migration policies. So that's going to be a focus then. But beginning of 2021, you have a few new elections in Eastern Germany, where the AfD is going to do very, very well. And there the CDU, the local parts of the CDU in those states, are going to find themselves in a similar situation as where they were in Thuringia very recently. So I think the issue is going to get bigger before we head into new elections again.